السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, too many issues, too many topics in my heart. I was wanted to share with you from last Friday, but Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I cannot talk before. Now I can talk Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah knows when I can talk, when I'm not. I bear witness to Allah, I'm so weak. I bear witness to Allah, I'm nobody. I bear witness to Allah, I need Him. I need Him and I need His guidance. This message only for Allah, for Sabilillah, for those who want to be reminded, for those who want to save their neck in the end of time. From last Friday, many thoughts came to my heart. It started with the importance of when we wake up, what is our niyyah? What is our goal? What we want to achieve today? And when you study, every Friday, the angel said, Allahu sallim, Allah ya sallim, Allah sallim, Allah sallim. Sallim ya Allah, sallim ya Allah. Because we know the Day of Judgment will arrive on Friday. The pious people used to be scared and try to gain their day. Today, we wake up in the morning, we fix breakfast, we think about lunch, and after lunch we think about dinner. And all our thought about the belly, or about what we're going to see today, what we're going to buy. All this a sign of heedlessness and feeding your nafs. Today, which Alhamdulillah, Allah give me a gift, is literally I cannot go to sleep for too long. I can't. I can't. Is between pain, agony, pain in my soul, pain in my heart, pain, worry, scare. And many messages came today. When you look to the verses I added in here, in chapter Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدُ. Remind people with Quran of those who fear the wa'id. Meaning, if I remind people has no fear of Yawm al-Qiyamah, this would not work. And in chapter Al-Dhariyat, chapter 55, verse 55, I'm sorry, chapter 51, verse 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, the reminder benefit the believer. Again, the believer. Now in chapter Al-A'la, chapter Al-A'la, chapter 87, verse 9, فَذَكِّرْ إِنْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ. Ya Allah, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَذَكِّرْ, remind, إِنْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ, if the reminder will benefit. A question. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. Only those who fear Allah, fear يوم القيامة, they will get reminded. Meaning, if this message go on and I will not benefit from it and it will not benefit me, I can't. Meaning, it will pass by. My dear brother and sister in Islam, about food, when you study the hadith about food and the end of time, one of the fitna will be in the belly. One of the fitna is spreading knowledge, but nobody living it. Imam Ibn al-Mubarak, radiallahu anhu, and may Allah be pleased with him, is a dua because he was not a companion. He came later. He's a follower of the companion, تابعين او تابع تابعين. He wrote a book called الزهد والرقائق. And he talked about very emphasized topic is the belly and the food and the dangers of fulfilling the nafs all the time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you go to this topic, you will find plenty of ahadith about this topic. And what happened if in general, food, shelter, clothing, even the beauty of dunya become an entertainment, become a pleasure I'm looking for, become a vibe, become I must go, I must see, I want to see, but no purpose. No purpose and no goal. In a time the ummah is bleeding all over and a fitting all over. Now, my dear brother and sister in Islam, I will share with you today a message. I consider it one of my final messages because I do not know how long I'm going to live. And I'm going to send you also a question of one person, he or she asked me, if I'm a liar and I cannot even see I'm a liar, where I go from here? By this way, we have the belly, we have the lie, we have the dunya, we have the material, we have the food, we have the shelter, we have the scene. Imagine Yawm al-Qiyamah is coming. According to the scholar, we in it, we are in a Dajjal time. What is Dajjal time? According to the authentic ahadith and an authentic good scholar, we are in a time Allah prepared for the Dajjal. And when you study the hadith before Dajjal, we in it. And after that, one of the ahadith is before Dajjal will be a lot of war, a lot of blood, a lot of drought. 7 years of drought or more. Hunger. And what is a Dajjal? A deceiving. In his right hand is Jannah and his Jahannam. In the left hand is hellfire, but is Jannah. What it meaning? Everything is the opposite. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised? He will tell you, I'm your Lord. And you will follow him. Who will follow him? The majority. And only the believer can see it. We read the ahadith. But now, let me tell you something today. What happening to us? We feeding our soul, we feeding our nafs, we make our nafs so strong to the point we have no quality to follow and no quality to be obedient and no quality to follow Allah wa Rasulullah. We think we do, but we don't. I give you example. You remember Nuh alayhi salam when he said to his son, come my son, come with me. He said no. And he followed his nafs. Lut alayhi salam, same. The uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most beloved, one of the most beloved men to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his uncle. So when he support him, he tell him, if I'm not worried about my people, I will embrace Islam. What it mean for all this to us? It's very simple. If the nafs is high, I see it today. Husband to wife, wife to husband, parents to kids, kids to parents, each other as a brother and sister for sabilillah, supposed to be. And I see something, I see a pattern. I see a pattern. This pattern is very dangerous. Imagine now, Dajjal arrive. The husband is a pious man. He said to the wife, come, follow me. Get away from Dajjal. You think she will follow her husband? No. And if the wife is very pious, more than the husband, if she said to her husband, get away from Dajjal, come with me, he will not obey. Brother and sister, we will not obey. Because today I see it. Everyone won't fulfill his nafs, he or she. If you do not fulfill their nafs, if you try to give advice, you are harsh, you're tough, you don't understand. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we in it. What is Dajjal? A deceiver. What is dunya? A deceiver. What is shaitan? A deceiver. Are we fulfilling and follow up the advice of Allah or the advice of Dajjal and the advice of shaitan? How many wives asking the husband, please tell me what to do and I will do? Believe me, I hardly see that. Where is the husband? If the wife is good, he will tell her, tell me what to do for sabilillah and I will do. Where is the brother and sister who follow somebody for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's coming. It's coming very fast. I was thinking and contemplating to myself, for how long I'm going to compromise? For how long I'm going to try to worry about if you like me or you don't? Meaning, I am willing to lose my iman, my loyalty to Allah, to please you, to please your nafs. And if I do not obey you and obey your nafs, you get upset and you're acting up. I see it today. A husband come to me and he tell me, if I do not do what my wife do or want me to do, she get upset, she get angry, she deny me herself, she will not act like a wife at all. A wife come to me, she tell me my husband want me to obey him even against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What to do? I'm trying to give advice, he will not listen. A wife come to me and she said, my husband demand me to tell him everything, even the secret some sister or some relative tell me. Is this right? No way. No way. All this topic has one element. We lost loyalty to Allah wa Rasuluh. We lost the belonging to Allah wa Rasuluh. We lost the covenant between us and Allah. And we try to fulfill our nafs. And now, when somebody coming close to us won't benefit me, he become my enemy. Imagine, I will not listen. I become rebellious. I will not like him. I call him names. And Dajjal, I tell him, come on. Come on, my beloved. I bear witness to Allah. If Dajjal came today and be announced, the majority of us will follow Dajjal. Very few people will follow Allah wa Rasuluh. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us in the end of time, get away. Get away and escape with your deen. Escape with your deen. Why Rasulullah tell us that? I talk about it in a series about time. And I tell you, when I look at the ahadith, I find the ahadith is individual. Meaning Allah talking to a person, not to a family. Today we have no family. We have a skeleton of a family. We have no brotherhood. We have a skeleton of a brotherhood. We have no loyalty to Allah wa Rasuluh as a husband and wife. The wife has no loyalty to her husband really, except in the nonsense. The husband has no love and caring for the wife except for the nonsense. Why? When the nafs get high, individuality become preferable. This is why we see in Syria, in Iraq and all this, even Muslim world is divided. The love of leadership, the love of my nafs, even if I'm committing sins or I'm spreading mischief. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I bear witness to Allah, I'm so weak. I'm so weak, Ya Allah, give me strength. O Allah, plot for me and don't plot against me. Be with me and don't be against me. Be pleased with me and don't be angry at me. Help me and support me, Ya Allah. Hold tight in my heart, Ya Allah. Don't make me among those who lose it before I die, Ya Allah. Make my loyalty to you. Make my loyalty to you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam and mu'mineen. Give me strength, Ya Allah, to sacrifice anything for you and not to sacrifice Jannah and you for people. Because today everybody wants to drag you, anchor you to Jahannam with their own nafs and arrogance. My dear brother and sister in Islam, is not easy. It's not easy. Now we follow exactly shayateen advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, let's be united. We disunited. Follow the imam or follow somebody's good. We try to smear everybody to give ourselves, a right to be alone. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warned, the wolf will not eat except of the stray one. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we do not want unity. We do not want consultation. We do not want obedience. We do not want it. All this a sign of Dajjal. Love of the belly, love of dunya, love of material, absence of akhirah, absence of the fear of Allah, absence of Yawm al-Qiyamah. We're not alert about it. We talk about it, we passing link, we passing knowledge, but we do not have it. And I bear witness to Allah. I beg Allah to, when the time come, I run away, Ya Allah. I run away and I run away for you and toward you, Ya Allah. And you will be with me or without me, I'm going. You want obey? Ahlan wa sahlan, you welcome. You don't want obey? Ahlan wa sahlan, go. But I will not sacrifice my life, my soul, my iman for you. I'm trying. And this is what's going on, my brother and sister in Islam. Very soon, either we'll be united for Allah, or we run away with our iman and we sacrifice everything for Sabilillah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one sister asked me, I'm a liar. And you tell me a liar. I'm a liar to myself. How I start is very simple. I tell you before, journey of iman, dhikrullah, get away from any corrupted environment, even if you be alone most of the time. And try to gain your time. And beg Allah. Because in the end, whoever Allah guide, nobody can misguide. And whoever Allah misguide, nobody can guide. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short, we in it. We are in a deceiving time. Deceiving messages. And if my nafs is high, if I feed my nafs what I like all the time, I have no sign of obedience. I bear witness to Allah, the majority of people around me, we lost obedience. We lost it. We lost it. And we're getting closer and closer. And the more we're getting closer, division will start. And I'm telling you now again, the divinity starts from the belly. From the belly. When we feed ourselves what we like all the time. When we're not aware about the obedience and consultation. We're not, you see, I hardly today see any wife say to her husband, please tell me what to do, I will do. This does not exist today. I do not hear it. The wife acting like a husband, the husband acting like a wife, and everybody follow shayateen and follow the Dajjaleen, in the Dajjal time. I bear witness to that. And even other brothers and sisters for Islam, we do not like the one who be good to us. We do not like it. We like shaitan. We like to be deceived by our nafs and shaitan. And when my brother love me for Allah and care for me, the first one I attack is him. Imagine. This is all sign of the end of time. But go study. The one who will be saved, the one who will be rescued, the one Allah give them najat, very few. Very few. And it's up to you. You want to continue your journey? Go. Go. But we are going in the wrong track. We're not going in the track of Allah wa Rasuluh. We're going to the track of nafs, shaitan, and dajjal. Big time, very fast. I bear witness this message for you, Ya Allah. When I die and you take my soul, I said, Allah, I try. I am weak, Ya Allah. Give me strength. Give me strength against myself. Give me strength against my shayateen. Give me strength against my wicked nafs. Guide me and hold my heart with guidance, Ya Allah, until I met you. Give me good ending, Ya Allah. Don't allow me to be deceived by my nafs and shaitan and dajjalin and dajjal, Ya Allah. Don't make me have loyalty to nobody except you, Ya Allah. And make me among the one who supports your message according to you and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And don't make me among those who follow dajjal and dajjalin. Rabbi, ilahi, mawlaya, khaliqi. Dabbil lana fa'innana la nuhsan tadbir. Plan for us, we do not know how to plan. Choose for us, we do not know how to choose. Put barakah in us, in our life, in our talk, in our action, and give us sincerity and ikhlas. Give us vision and basira. Give us nur and tawfiq. Give us hikmah, Ya Allah. Give us quality from your quality, Ya Allah. And don't make me a slipper to a wife or a kid or a husband or anybody. And make me a follower to you, Ya Allah. Allah, I bear witness, Ya Allah. I'm telling them what I feel and what I believe. O Allah, put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and I do. This is just a glimpse of what's going on right now. And it's up to you. Which road you take, how you verify it, how you know for sure which road. Do you have any kind of companionship in your life? Do you have any quality of obedience? Do you have any quality? Do you have any quality of belonging? Do you have any humble and humility to consultation in the right time? Questions. Because if we do not question ourselves all the time, question our act, our thinking, our thought, we will get lost. And before you know it, it will increase and will be no U-turn. I bear witness to Allah. I give this message only for Allah, for Sabilillah, and it's up to us to take it or leave it. Again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and nur in what I say and I do. My dear brothers and sisters of Islam, time is short and time is running very fast. We are in it. We are in it. We are in it. Big time. Wake up big time. Try to generate awareness and awakeness all the time. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.